South Dakota is going to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to get online vendors to collect and remit sales taxes. Attorney General Marty Jackley is arguing the case on April 17th. South Dakota's U.S. Representative, Kristi Noem, has sponsored a bill in Congress to try to accomplish the same thing through federal legislation. Noem and Jackley, both Republicans, have announced they are running for governor of South Dakota. A third candidate for governor is Billy Sutton, a Democratic state senator from District 21. Sutton says he agrees that collecting sales taxes from people making online purchases would potentially be good for South Dakota. But he says the legislature needs to take a second look at a statutory provision that could eliminate the tax benefits. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
In 2016, the South Dakota legislature passed House Bill 1182, which increased sales taxes from 4% to 4.5%, almost across the board. Billy Sutton says the bill was structured so that the higher state sales tax would be offset by any revenue from online sales.
One of the provisions in one of those bills with that half penny sales tax increase was that if we did get online sales tax of over $20 million, half penny sales tax would decrease. So it would be a net zero. That's something we're going to have to consider, because even if we get this online sales tax, that might not necessarily help our state revenues, if that makes sense.
Online sales taxes might have a greater effect on people in rural areas who don't have ready access to the shops found in urban areas. But Sutton says all shoppers in South Dakota currently have to pay taxes on their purchases, no matter where they come from.
By state law, if you buy something online as an individual, you should be remitting that to the state currently. The problem is that most people don't realize that or just don't take the time to do it.
Over the years, Congress has failed more than a dozen times to pass legislation to allow states to enforce their sales tax collection laws on online vendors. But Sutton says Congress might soon be forced to act in a different way.
If the Supreme Court ruling goes in our favor, I would think that Congress is going to have to work to put a system in place to make this happen. I don't know that each individual state has necessarily the capacity to try to regulate this.
South Dakota is carrying this suit to the Supreme Court, but all sales tax collecting governments stand to benefit from the results. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.